The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
Are you making excuses for not serving the Lord? I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. This program comes to you each week over this station at this time. Let us pray. Our Father, we pray now for the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the declaration of thy sacred word in Jesus' name. Amen. We are continuing our study of the book of Exodus, and we are on the subject matter of Moses' preparation to get the Hebrews, to get God's covenant people out of the land of Egypt. Our text today is about the excuses of Moses. We're beginning with verse 10 of Exodus 4. Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I'm slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made men's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. Now, dear ones, let me begin by bringing you back to the 10th verse, where Moses said to the Lord, Lord, I am not eloquent. There are scholars who have come up with about 6 different opinions or reasons why Moses said, I'm not eloquent. Now, I'm not going to bring all these reasons to you, but one of them is, some scholars feel, that Moses had a speech impediment. Another theory advanced is that because Moses had not been in Egypt for 40 years, he was no longer fluent and competent in either the Hebrew or the Egyptian language. And that sounds reasonable. I have been out of my home country for 46 years. Yes, I can read and understand everything German, but in my speech, I've lost my eloquence. But now I'll tell you what I think the problem was, and that is actually brought out right here in the Bible. Listen very carefully to me. This is from verse 10 of Exodus 4. Let us see the reason why Moses says he's not eloquent. He ought to know. So he says, Lord, I'm not eloquent, which means I'm not a man of words, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant. Now, doesn't this answer the question here, my friend? Moses said, Before, Lord, you appeared unto me in the burning bush, I was not eloquent, and I have not been eloquent ever since. I am, he says, slow of speech and of a slow tongue by nature. I believe this tells us that he says, I've always been a man of slow speech, and I've always been a man of slow tongue. I've never been much of a talker. Now, look this up in Hebrew, and indeed, it says there, I have never been much of a talker. Let me tell you something, my friend. Seldom does God ever call us to do what we are naturally equipped to do, because God does not glory in our flesh. Hardly ever does God choose the natural to do that which is spiritual, because his ways are higher than man's ways. I live in basketball country in the state of Indiana of the United States, and the people here love basketball. And there's a saying here in Indiana, when children are born, they don't weigh their children, they measure them. Well, I've seen many a tall young man think that he's called to basketball. And I've seen just about as many tall young men lose their soul over basketball. We should never get our clue from nature what we are called to do, but we should always get our clue from God. Moses was not a natural talker, and he thought that exempted him from the ministry. So God says, Moses, I have made you. I have made your mouth, haven't I? Who makes a person dumb? Who makes another one deaf? Or makes one seeing? Or makes another blind? Have not I, the Lord? Moses, I knew what I was doing when I created you, when I made you. I could as easily have made you a talkative person, an eloquent person, a person of slow speech. I could easily have made you blind as I've made you seeing. I knew what I was doing when I created you, and I know what I'm doing now. So therefore, go to Egypt and get my people out, because I will help you with your mouth, and I will teach you what you shall say. No, Moses, I will not turn you into a man of eloquence. I'm not going to send you to a school of oratory. No, I'm not looking for a man who's eloquent in speech, who is a good talker, but I'm looking for a man who is good at hearing the voice of God. And Moses, from the time you were born till now, you spake for yourself. You spake what you wanted to say. But now, I'll take over your life, and I will teach you what to say. Again, God did not send Moses to a speech course. God did not want a man who was fast to speak, but he wanted a man who was slow to speak. God was not looking for a man who would impress man, but he was looking for a man whose heart was open to God. It's interesting that the two greatest men of the Bible, the two most influential men in the Bible outside of Jesus, Moses and the Apostle Paul, both had trouble with public speaking. It says of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 10 that his speech was contemptible. That is, his speech wasn't worth a nickel. Does not James say, be slow to speak? Oh, my friends, a fast tongue can get us into a lot of trouble. In fact, James devotes a whole chapter on the trouble the tongue can get us into. Oh, we're in much greater need of people who are good listeners than we have people who are good, impressive talkers. Moses thought God wanted a good speaker. No, he wanted a good listener. God looked for a man who would hear his voice, a man who would become a prophet, a spokesman for the Lord. Now the next verse tells us how deep Moses' sense of inadequacy was. The next verse tells us how strongly Moses felt that a minister ought to be a good speaker. He still would not believe that God would really be able to use him because of his inability to speak publicly well. And so he came back to God and said, Lord, please send somebody else. And then we find these words, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and that is when God told Aaron to be his mouthpiece, to be a speaker. Notice that the ministry of Aaron came out of the anger of the Lord, and it ended with the making of a golden calf. Would it have been that Moses simply would have believed that God could use a man like him, limited, so limited in the speech, in his self-confidence of public speaking, to go before an emperor? My friend, if you're not obeying God, if you look at your limitations, if you look at your limits, the limits of your abilities, God may become angry with you, and something might come out of his anger that later on will create all kinds of trouble. Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. But my friend, there's a danger that every virtue can become an unvirtue. That's my next point. And this was the case here, where Moses degraded himself so much that it led to disobedience, to unbelief, and to a sense of worthlessness, to degradation, to a sense of timidity, where he thought God could do anything important with him. And that's true with a lot of our church people. They have a sense of timidity and unworthiness and degradation that they don't think God can use them to witness, to serve in the church, to serve as ushers, or to speak or pray in prayer meeting. Oh, how many people are there who think everybody else can do a better job, and so they might just as well stay home and say nothing and do nothing. When you get to that point, my friend, your meekness becomes an unvirtue, and the anger of the Lord may just be kindled against you just the same. So God had no choice but to hire somebody else to do the speaking. Oh, let us not put God in such a place where he has no choice, where he has no good choice. And so Aaron became the spokesman for Moses. God would tell Moses what to say, and then Moses would tell Aaron what God wanted said. And then it says in verse 16 that Moses became as a god to Aaron. And I want you to know this is hard for some of you to swallow. My friend, let me ask this question. Would you let some men of God be as God to you? Well, you won't. But I'll tell you, God would. God would. God does not have any trouble identifying himself with man, with his servants. We do, but God doesn't. God's message was, the way you treat Moses, that's the way you treat me. God had no trouble identifying himself with Moses. He didn't have any problem identifying himself with prophets. He doesn't have any trouble in these days identifying himself with apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers, but we do. God identifies himself with his servants to the extent that he teaches through Jesus, that if we receive his servants, we receive Jesus. And if we reject his servants, we reject Jesus. It's often been said, all we need is Jesus. That translated in Old Testament language is saying, all we need is God. We don't need this Moses. We don't need these prophets. But let me ask you, what happened to all these people that didn't need Moses? Some were killed by stones falling out of the sky. Some were buried alive. Some were burned in fire. And others died of unbelief in the desert sands of the wilderness. The ones who followed Moses, who needed him, my friend, those are the ones who crossed over to the promised land. When we say all we need is God, that better include God's Moseses. When we say all we need is God, that better include his prophets. When we say all we need is Jesus, it better include his apostles, his prophets, his pastors, evangelists, and his teachers, and all who are washed by the blood of the Lamb. My friend, all we need is Jesus. That better include the whole body of Christ, because the head, Jesus, is attached to this body, the body of his precious believers. And when you separate yourself from the body, you separate yourself from Jesus, the head. Friend, churches are looking for eloquent men. Churches are looking for men of natural gifts and abilities. They look for men who are great organizers, for men of natural talents. But God's looking for men of meekness, of brokenness, for men who can hear the voice of God and can pass that word on to a sick and dying world. Moses said, Lord, get me out of this job because I'm slow of speech. Well, James the apostle, the half-brother of Jesus, said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Don't you see that James the apostle here is describing the very qualities that Moses had, swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio program. Goodbye until next week.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.